Jain?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, friend. This is Jagan from Fidelity.
Yeah, hi, Jain.
Hey, unable to hear you clearly. Are you in the speaker?
No, I'm not in the speaker. Like, I'm just using a phone. Is it clear now?
Still, it's I'm hearing in background noise. I don't understand. Its sound is there.
But I'm inside a conference room. Like, there's no
okay.
mic here.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's much better now.
Okay.
Okay. So how are you, Ben?
Yeah.
How's going today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Good, good, friend. So you are on what shift?
Like I work on rotational shift. Like today it is like 3 to 11.
Okay. 3 to 11. Okay. So between 3 PM to 11 PM.
Yeah, 11 PM. Yeah, and it takes to a late 10.
Okay. So you came early to office today?
Yeah, like we have like some production drop today.
Okay.
So like I need to do some kind of like testing.
Okay, good enough. So, Jim, just want to understand, so what's your day-to-day activity? You know, as an associate manager, so what is the function which you are handling in?
Like I work as a, like more on the technical side. So I work on this Oracle PL SQL. We work on releases. Like in my project, like we have a centralized database, and we have like more than like 60 interfaces, like which interacts with our database. So like I used to like work on minor release. So every month we have a minor release, and once in a month like we work on a major release. So when there is a release, like I used to like work on the like business requirement document, like working with the functional consultant from OnSix, from the like the band team. And understand the requirement, and then prepare a table design document, and then I do impact analysis, preparing detailed design document. And also like I work on like coding also, like creating procedures, packages, functions, and also like support QA team. And also like work on release notes, like preparing release notes, supporting the release management team, and then doing the production drop. And I also like work on the tickets, like I'm also like part of the L1, L2, and then L3 team. So we have a separate help desk, service desk team, and then we have an L2 team and an L3 team. So I work on the production support also.
Okay. So I'm just hearing a very vast area where you are handling the release, then code movement at the deployment team, as well as incident management also.
Correct. Because like we are part of the database team, so we don't work on a single application. So like we support multiple applications. So for few application, like we used to get change request, and few application, like we also get incident request on tickets also. So we'll have to take ownership on those things. And since like we are a team, so like I maintain the team, and like as a technical person, like I used to like do a lot of like working on the PL SQL object.
Okay. Okay. So your core function is the DB, if I'm
Yes, we work on backend only. Like we don't work in front end, but we have a separate team for Java, and we support them. We support the interfaces.
Okay.
70% of my work involves in production support, and 30% involves in the development also.
So you said 20% or 70%?
It is 70% in the support and 30% in development.
Okay. So good to know. So how about the application support knowledge?
Like we have like application server as WebLogic, Oracle WebLogic, and we have like Oracle as a front end, sorry, Java as a front end, and Oracle and Sybase as a back end. So we work with the application team for supporting this L1, L2, and L3.
Okay, so you work with application team in the sense, is it an L1, L2 application support or it's an L3?
It is like all three, like L1, L2 and then L3.
Okay. So that function is played by your team?
Yes, like we do both analysis and also like we work on the bug fixing. So we have access to the code and we also have access to the production environment from clean room. We cannot access, we cannot do any write access from the VA environment, but we can directly go to the clean room to do the modification.
Okay. So, is there any team which you are handling, or how it is?
I have like a few developers, like Oracle developers with me. Like we have like more than 8 Oracle developers. It's mainly on like backend developers, Oracle and then Sybase and also like the DB2 developers.
Okay. And did the consultant brief about what is the requirement which we have here?
Yeah, it was like more of like support.
Okay.
This is what like I got to know.
Okay. So this is specifically for a production support for the tools, okay, which the development team is using. So it's an entire Prolity community will be using our tools. It's an DevOps. Did you hear about DevOps?
DevOps, no, like I have. It is DevOps, right?
Yeah, DevOps, Dev Operations. So it's development as well as operation team.
Okay.
It's a common team which plays both the role.
Okay.
So it's, the team is evolving. Currently, it's a production support who team who has L1 and L2. But the tools which we support, it's all about the continuous integration, continuous deployment for the DevOps. So
okay.
All the tools like Jenkins, Stash, Udeploy, Jira. So all the all the development phases like build, then plan, build, and execute, deploy. All these phases, the respective tools which we are supporting. Okay, and it's for a 24/7 team who completely resides in Chennai.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the requirement. And any specific reason for the change?
Like currently, we don't have like much releases coming on, and our application is like our contract is getting over. So I'll be like moving into the bench by end of this month. So internally, I'm finding it difficult to get a project. So I thought I will find out.
Okay. So currently, are you with Accenture or?
I got relieved from Accenture in the month of March.
Okay.
Now I currently work for a German company called IGSS, which is based on contract positions for the past 6 months.
Okay. So it's not listed in the.
I did not list that in my profile.
Oh, okay. So from March, what is the company?
I worked with Accenture till from March August 2013 to March 16, and prior to that, I worked for the CTS in Chennai location from 2007 till 2013. And now I work for IGSS, which is a German-based company, and we support a bank team, which is in German.
Okay. Okay, so good to know. So that's something which you may need to update the profile also. So let's catch up on the existing one.
Okay.
And I just want to understand the production support. So what is the time frame which you feel like you played a critical role or a big accomplishment in your last 3 years?
I work on both development and also on the production support.
Okay.
We have aggressive timelines, and since we work directly with the bank team, the SLAs it will be very limited. So within 30 minutes, we'll have to resolve more complex issues like tuning, performance tuning. So sometimes there will be application tuning will come, and then there will be a lot of tuning that has to be done on a query level. Since we generate a lot of reports, so we used to work on the tuning part. And last time I was in a Red Alert team, where our application was in Red Alert. So I was part of the Red Alert team where we used to resolve lots of open issues, and I got awards also, a Shining Star Award in Accenture. So we worked continuously for 16 days, and then we bought our application to green.
Okay, so which ticketing tool you are familiar with?
We use a ticket tracking tool called ITT.
Okay. ITT.
ITT. It is like Jira and Remedy.
Okay, it's part of Remedy. Okay. Good. So, how strong yourself in application? Application servers or application support?
My primary is Oracle.
Okay.
So that is why I work on I work more of back and not on the application level.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more of backend side supporting the application team.
supporting the, okay. So you are playing an app DBA role and playing as an L3 for the application support team?
Yeah, L3 that, for the application support team, correct.
Okay. Okay, good to know. So can you just spell out what is the difference between SQL and PLSQL?
Like SQL is like a query language. Say for example, like if you want to run five select statements, we will have to hit the server five times, so it will create network traffic and it will reduce the performance. So to speed up the like performance and to reduce the network traffic, we go with the PLSQL. So PLSQL is basically a procedural language where like we can group multiple SQL statements together and we can send it to the server at one single shot to reduce the network traffic and to improve the performance. So we can implement all the like Oracle, the OOPS concept, like we have like packages, procedures, functions, triggers, all these are like implemented in PLSQL.
Okay. And what is the primary and the foreign key?
Primary key is entity integrity, where like it will not accept duplicates and it will ignore null values. And we can have only one primary key in a table. And when you create a primary key, Oracle automatically creates an unique index. We call it as an entity integrity. But foreign key is a referential integrity, which refers a primary key or a unique constraint of another table. And foreign key will not create any indexes, and it accepts null values and also like it accepts a duplicate.
Okay. And how we can find out the duplicate role in a table?
Okay, let's consider like we have a table called T1 table with a column A. Now to select all the duplicates, we can say like select A from T1, group by A having a count of stars greater than 1. So this will list all the duplicates from T1 table.
Okay, so how about the joins? So the
joins, we have equi-join, there is inner join, outer join, and then cross-join, self-join. So cross-join will do a Cartesian product between the tables. And equi-join, inner join, like we'll select only the matched records. And outer join, we have left, right, and then full outer join, which will select matched and unmatched records from multiple tables. And if you want to like to join a table with a cell, like we can use this cell join.
Okay. And what is the difference between the DDL and DML?
DDL, like in data definition language, we have create, alter, rename, truncate, and drop. And DML, it is like insert, update, delete, and merge. So when you issue any DML statement, those transactions will be written in the read log file. Once you do a commit, data will be like stored in the data file. So in DML, we have to, like explicitly, we'll have to give a commit to save the transaction. And we can do a rollback to discard the transaction. But DDL is auto-commit, so you cannot give a rollback. So when you issue any DDL statement, it will automatically commit. So it will not write anything in the read log.
Okay, good. And let's get back to the next or the Unix. So how comfortable you are in Unix?
Yeah, I'm good in Unix.
Okay. So just can you tell me the location where the system configuration file will be residing?
System configuration, if we can check it in. System configuration, like we normally check with like LS CPU, which will list all the details about display about the CPU and then memory information, which will be in proc file. So it will be it can be like extracted from the proc memory info file or like CPU info file. So when you say like cache slash proc slash memory info or slash proc slash CPU info, you can find those information both CPU and then hardware information.
Okay, so for copying a file, I just want to copy with the same timestamp without any alteration. So you know the file where it is, but I just want to copy it with the same timestamp. That file is created 1 week back. How is it possible?
We can use CP. And we can use this -p option, which will preserve the all the attributes the source file and the modification time, access time, file flag, file mode, and then ACL, user ID, group ID, everything will be like the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is the difference between the cat and the touch command?
Like touch command is like, say for example, like if you want to, say like if you have a like interface, say like Unix command line interface, and if you want to like update the access date, and if you want to like do a modification on the like file or a directory, then we can use this touch command.
Mm-hmm.
And this cat is like if you want to read, like if you want to read like one or more files, and then if you want to print them to the standard output, then we can use this greater than operator if you want to like combine multiple files into one, and then we can use double greater than symbol if you want to like append to an existing file.
Okay. So how do you create a 0-byte file?
Create or like check?
No, to create a 0-byte file.
We can use the command something like we can just say like file and then just like file name, or we can say like touch and then dollar file name. This will create a file with a 0-byte.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Generally, how you will copy the file? So you, I hear that you are doing the deployment also. Is that right?
For copying file, like we use a version control tool called CVS. Like we will prepare a release source, and normally like we'll raise a ticket to the production DB or to the release management team.
Mm-hmm.
So they will do the deployment in the production one.
Okay. And okay, give me a minute. I got the version. Okay, so regarding the batch processing, do you have an exposure?
For batch scripting, like we used to write shell scripting, and in Oracle, like we use this DBMS scheduler. And I'm also like familiar in scheduling a job by using crontab and then autosys.
Mm-hmm. So you said using autosys and cronjobs.
Cronjobs and like in PLSQL, like we use this. Previously we used this DBMS jobs, and now we are using this DBMS scheduler. Because we can do a parallel job running by using this. So now we use this DBMS scheduler.
Okay. And can you just give me the crontab? What are the parameters which it will be? The first five parameters.
Crontab, like we have to like specify the date, and then the time, and then the command name.
Let's go with the order, no? From the first. Crontab.
Crontab, okay. Yeah. Okay. So first is like we will have to. First is like time, like minute, then the hours, then will be like a day of the month, and then the month, and it will be like a day of the week, and then the sixth will be like the script name. I'll repeat again, it is like minute, and then hours, and then day of the month, and then the month, which will be like 1 to 12, month is 1 to 12, and then day of the week. So it's like a 0 to 6. So zero being Sunday.
Okay. So in cron, so can you have to schedule the multiple jobs?
Multiple
sequential.
No, I have never done like for maybe different timings like I have done, running multiple jobs, like we schedule like two contacts for that.
Okay. Then for any failure job, that job, so how do you check the log?
We use this the command called SSST. where like we open the FSS server, and then we will use the awk and cut command to print, and then we will search for it. Or we'll do a grep like in the.
Okay, and you were saying that it's on WebLogic you worked, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, so in that WebLogic, a customer is facing an 404 error in the front end, and he opened the ticket through Remedy to you. So how you will start doing the triage?
If I have a like instance, like say like admin server and then a managed server running on the same machine,
okay.
And then if I get this 404 error. If I get this 404 error, then it means like the server is like up and running, but it looks like the starting point of the application is like somewhere like wrong. So we have like set in the JSP file, say like the main.jsp, or like we'll have to get into main.jspx and then make sure that whether that particular file exists, and then we'll have to check whether the Oracle ADF application files like which are like under the root like view control project. So we'll have to check for that web.xml and then weblogic.xml, okay, because that is where like we'll get this 404 error.
Okay, so it's basically the redirection or is the page not found?
It is like the first file name, like it is not found.
Okay, and in weblogic, which version you are comfortable with?
10.
Okay, and how will you be doing the restart?
Restarting the SSL or restarting the data store?
Generally the instance, how you will be doing the recycle of the instance?
We will go to the JDBC source connection, we'll navigate to the data source where we will select the control tab, and then on the control page we will select the instance of the data source that we want to reset, and then we will click the reset button, and then we'll click yes to confirm the action. If the status of last action is changed to success, then it is like a reset. So in the administration console we can do this.
Okay, you are doing it through console. Okay, so what is on web.xml in WebLogic?
What is it?
Web.xml file.
It will have all the deployment details.
Okay. Let's read the J2E details.
Yes.
Where the components on the configuration are installed. Okay. And do you have experience in any of the tools which I'm listing out now? So it is like Jira or Jenkins, Dash, Udeploy.
Yeah, Jira, we use this for issue tracking, like ticket tracking. And in our application also, we work on the Agile model. So for all the project tracking, we use ITT. ITT is more of Jira only.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so only the Jira is for the ticket tracking which you are having.
Yes.
Okay. So here we have completely on this specific tool. So how comfortable you are?
I'm comfortable. I can work on this. And for all those Tomcat setup and then configuration for building jobs and all those we have used this Jenkins. I'm not familiar with those things, but my application uses because we have testing server as we use Selenium, so we use this testing.
Okay. So what quality process you are exposed to?
I'm sorry, you are asking about the QA thing?
Yeah, it's basically for the production support. So what process is being followed in your company?
Agile, we follow Agile.
Okay. And is there any role which you will be playing since you said you are working on the development team also?
Like I work on the release, so like more on like L2, L3, like leading the L2 and L3 support team, and then working on the releases, both on the minor and major release, supporting the QA team, and also like working on the design documents. And then for production support, like we work on the run both release notes and then the root cause analysis documents.
So can you just tell me what is the what's your understanding on L1 and level 2 and level 3 support areas?
L1 is like more of like a help desk where like we work on the tickets. So it is like logging the tickets, interacting with the customers, and then understanding the issue and then logging the tickets. So typically like we'll be like getting an email or like we'll be like getting calls through phone or like we'll use email chat or through the forms, and based on the like document agreement we with the client, like we use like read the ticket. So based on that, like we will categorize and then we prioritize the ticket, and we also use this monitoring tool. So whenever there is any alarm raised with the monitoring tool, so there will be like a load team which is the one who has to like acknowledge the incident until the tickets are like successfully resolved. We have to like keep tracking them. So we have like a runbook. We'll have to follow the runbook procedure. If we are not able to fix it, like we'll have to escalate to the L2 team. And L2 team, which we call it as a second line support, where they work on the SLAs. So based on the SLA, like they support the issue. So where they do the analysis. And all the like so fixes like will be done by the third line support, L3 support. So like DBAs and then Windows admin team will be a part of the L3 support.
Okay.
So when there's any major enhancement or like the development, or like if there's any fix in the code, the L3 team will do that.
Okay. Good. So any other specific thing you want to understand for me?
Like usually it's more of application support. So is there any technology that I need to like be prepared?
Yeah. See, it's pretty much we have in Tomcat. And our tools, most of them are vendor-based, so it's cloud-based Jenkins and IBM uDeploy. So pretty much, if you are aware of any application server, either Tomcat or WebSphere, then or WebLogic, we can understand quickly.
Okay.
And it's pretty much our environment is in the mind.
Okay.
Okay. And do you handle any high-impact incidents or issues? Do you handle any high impact incidents or issues near
Since I am part of the red alert team, we get lot of priority tickets, like CVID 1 ticket, which is more on the tuning side, like at the database level, it is more of the tuning side. It will not be more on admin related things, it will be more on doing the code modification. So before doing the code modification, like we'll have to do the complaint analysis on the report, like understanding the AWR report and then understanding the TK proof. By getting the AWR report in the production environment of the T covers. And then based on the analysis that we do, based on the CPU like resource utilization and then object usage statistics, and based on the SQL statistics, like we get tuning the CL SQL program and SQL query. So I have done a lot of analysis on the database backend layer.
Okay, so what is it, will you be dialing into the bridge and will you be assisting or you have some other
stuff? We completely in the bridge only because we work with the QA team, we work with the production support team, and also we work with the solution dependents on the requirements. So like most of the time we'll be there in the following week. So from morning 9 till late evening we'll be there in the following week. And we'll be connecting to the internal chat also, same thing.
Okay. Good to know. So, in your last 3 years or 6 years, so what is it which you've done basically? What have you done to improve your production support knowledge in the last year?
I have done lot of prepared lot of utility. Most of things are like written in shell scripting for automating things. Like most of the manual work has been automated because we do lot of monitoring work on the backend thing. Because like our application, our team is more of like supporting the centralized database. So just like we get a lot of requests from multiple interfaces, like more than 50 interfaces which interact with our database. So a lot of automation work has been done. Like we have written a lot of scripts using VB scripts and also like using UPL scripts and also like shell scripts to automate. Uh-huh. For generating reports and all and given alerts, we have written a lot of scripts. So we will first identify all the manual work and then we'll try to automate it. So those things like that.
Okay. So in your script, you're talking about you did some automation on monitoring, right? So what is the script? Can you just brief it?
Like we work on this trade and securities.
Okay.
So we will only maintain, like when someone like places an order, so we have like two status, one will be like pending and then delivered. So if order is ordered, then it is pending. So if order becomes trade, then it is delivered. So we don't keep all the pending orders, like old records, like more than like 1 year old records will be like moved to another database, which will be a data warehousing application. So for that, like we have done the CTL processing, where like we have written a PL SQL script, which will move the code from DB to data warehouse. And that has been like automated by using a shell script. So that shell script will run for every 1 month, and then it will move the code from DB to data warehouse. And most of the input that we get will be an XML. So we read the data and all like will be a batch processing. So previously like we used to do the data loading by using SQL loader and then XML table. And now we started using the direct path loader by using an XML. So any data that we need to transfer from one database to another database, we automatically generate an XML by using an Oracle built-in package called dbmoose_xml.getxml, and then we use more the code as an XML to manage. And from there, we'll extract the data automatically using a shell script, and then we will store the data into the table.
Okay, so through that. Okay. And your shift, currently you are in shift, right?
Yeah, I work on rotation shift. Like now it is like 3 to 11, but it gets extended till 1 p.m. Because most of the time you'll be there in the call. So there will be a status call. So it ends up at 1 a.m. the morning. And next shift, like there's a first shift like from 6 a.m. So I'm used working with the rotation shift, and also we do a like weekend support.
Okay, we do have weekend support. Okay, and your Pfizer project,
yeah,
which you mentioned, Pfizer White integration project.
Yes.
Yeah. So you were playing an application support role or how it is?
It is like all the applications that I work, it is more of like enhancement and maintenance.
Okay.
So we get like releases and also like we have like a support also.
Okay. So how is your partner interaction? So how often you will be?
We follow Agile once in a week. Like we have like a status call for the releases with the on-site team. That is with currently like it is with the bank team. And then every day by evening 8 p.m. like we will have a call with the our on-site team. And with the client once in a week we'll have a status call. And then for tickets we have a separate PSS team. So like the production support team will get together and then we'll have a call to talk about the issues and
okay.
We will generate a root cause analysis document for each issue that we want the ticket.
Okay. And what is the SLA?
Like CBRT one, it is a current application that I support. The SLA is like for every priority one ticket, like it is like 1 hour. The response time is 5 minutes and the registration time is like 1 hour. And for P2, it is like 6 hours and the PT is 3 days. And P4 we call it as PR and we'll be like doing the weekly release.
Change occurs.
So when you are working on the last high severity incident, so what steps which you have taken to make sure that the service or system is back up and it's available?
We usually we back up, we have a replication, we have a golden gate.
Okay.
So the golden gate application, golden gate in 11G, it automatically will take a backup. So we have like 3 production environments in different locations.
Mm-hmm.
So any data that we get inserted in one production environment, it gets replicated in another by using Oracle Golden Gate. We recently implemented it.
Sorry, your voice is breaking.
It is like Oracle Golden Gate 11G. We use Oracle Golden Gate 11G for replicating the data. So it automatically takes the backup. We need not take a separate backup like that. Previously, we used to take backup once in a day. But now the data is automatically getting replicated by using Oracle Golden Gate.
Okay. So no issues with your...
Yeah, there will not be any issues. Like if one server is down, it automatically the other server will become up and running.
Okay. So, so we are looking for, as I explained, it's an application support, as well as we do have a very less, I would say, 1-2% of the batch support which we have. And in the PPMCC, I do have, apart from the developer's tool, there is a project management tool, which is PPMC. You heard about HPC, PPMC?
HP, what is it?
It's a PPMC tool, which is owned by HP.
Okay.
So that's the time tracker as well as a project management tool.
Okay, project management tool, okay, already. Yeah, I heard of it.
And it's Catalyst and Prosper Assist and Prosper Portfolio. Those are all the tools which we support, and there we have more hands-on in the SQL area. It's completely on the back end. Okay. And here it is pretty much in the application support. So I just have two different functions within ITEP, and this the entire function is we are supporting as 19x5 from office.
Okay.
And the rest all is the on-call window, including the weekend.
Okay.
And it's we do have a rotation shift, so it's a 3 shift model, 8 to 5, 2 to 11, and 5 to 2:30.
Okay.
Okay. So, any other questions?
I'm good. Like, just want to add that I'll be like available. If I'm getting selected, I'm available to join immediately.
Okay. Good to know. So, I'll share my feedback, and if you care, you may need to visit the office.
Yeah, I'm available.
How about your availability in this week?
Anytime I'm available. Like, you just give me a call like 2-3 hours before so that I'll come directly to your office.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye.